Jackie Lacey is unopposed for re-election. Barring some unexpected event, she'll continue to run what claims to be America's largest office of its kind. She'll be there for the next 4 years. She supervises more than 1,000 prosecuting attorneys, 300 investigators, and 800 clerical and support staff. Madam District Attorney, welcome.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back, and it's good, of course, to be running unopposed, but it's even better to have another 4 years serving the residents of L.A. County.
Well, 4 years of questions remain, and let me ask you one right now. You have often said that your office is supposed to be race neutral, but history shows that our society and the rest of the criminal justice system is not race neutral. It's a lot harder on blacks and other minorities than it is on white people. What are you doing about that?
Well, our office does its very best to make sure that the policymakers reflect the diversity of the community. So if you look, our office is probably the most diverse population of prosecutors, if not in California, and maybe throughout the United States. And that, I think that helps because you want the perspective of a lot of different people at the table. And I think in diversity that there's strength and that, you know, if people take their job seriously, there's least likelihood of bias. I also think that it helps the community's confidence to see that our office is as diverse as it is in terms of making decisions about everything from what's filed to what's not filed and certainly to what type of sentences are incurred. I, as an African-American woman, of course, grew up in Los Angeles in South L.A., and I'm very much aware of biases. And while we don't have a perfect office or a perfect system, we're doing everything we can to make sure that it is as bias-free as it can humanly possibly be.
Proposition 47 reduced some nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors in order to help ease prison overcrowding, lead to alternative kinds of treatment, and also to save money. Other district attorneys and some of your own prosecutors claim that it has led to an increase in crime. Do you agree with that?
I haven't seen the data supporting that. There is an increase in crime, particularly property crime. I think the Public Policy Institute has noted that. I'm not sure if they attribute it to Prop 47 or AB 109, which is prison realignment. But we're definitely seeing an increase in crime, and we ought to pay attention to it. But I think we also owe it to the public to examine each case and look to see where the person was or what they were doing in terms of the criminal justice system before they committed the crime in order to draw that conclusion that Prop 47 is responsible. It may be responsible, and it may not, but I would love to see the data. But I think more importantly, I think it's my job to continue to look for ways to discourage people from committing crimes. And obviously there's a deterrent effect in us asking for custody time, but also addressing any issues such as addiction that may be causing someone to get out there and commit property crimes.
Presumably Proposition 47 is saving money. That's one of the things it was supposed to do. Is the money being saved being well used?
I think that's in dispute, how much has been saved. We were expecting, you know, a lot of money, and now we're hearing from the state that it was only $20 million that we saved. One thing that needs to be included in the equation is, you know, something can save money but leave our community a lot less safer. And so the cost of crime to victims has to be factored into that, and sometimes it can't be measured in dollars and cents. So I think it's yet to be determined how much money is saved, and more importantly, whether that money will be channeled into the places that were promised, such as education, such as helping victims, and such as creating treatment programs for those people who are mentally ill or drug addicted.
Sheriff wants to build a big jail that a lot of people say is going to be too big, larger, and more expensive, in part because of Prop 47, than we actually need. What do you think?
Well, you know, remember the Board of Supervisors got an independent company to do an assessment. And quite frankly, I was sort of convinced by the assessment that I saw that a larger facility may be necessary, may be imp- important. I just happen to believe that the facility shouldn't necessarily be used to have people who have mental illness be treated in the facility. I just think there should be other avenues or other alternatives that we should look for those who have a mental illness. But you know, there's no question about it. We're a large county, 10 million people, and we're probably going to need, as they say in the movie Jaws, a bigger boat.
Chief Beck has recommended prosecution of the LAPD officer who shot and killed an unarmed man in Venice last year. That was a long time ago. It's been said that you will anger other cops if you file charges and anger community groups if you don't. Obviously now it won't have an impact on your reelection, so why not decide now and face the music?
Well, because it's not being decided for political reasons. It would be improper for the DA to first of all, to decide any criminal case based on the anger or the outrage of the community or the anger or the outrage of law enforcement or at the at the request of the chief of police. We are going through a very methodical review of the evidence that was given to us by LAPD. We will undoubtedly seek an independent review of the evidence. And really, that's what's determining the amount of time it is taking to review it. We were given the case somewhere around Christmas Eve of 2015, and LAPD conducted their review, and now it's time for us to conduct our review.
Very rare for an officer to be prosecuted in Los Angeles by comparison to some other cities which have prosecuted more. Why is that?
Well, you know, it's not a matter of quotas or numbers. We take a very careful view. I'm not sure that the public is aware, but we have, in fact, prosecuted several officers for violating the law, both on duty and off duty.
Kamala Harris might well be elected to the U.S. Senate. If so, would you run for state attorney general?
Absolutely not. I have, being district attorney of L.A. County is one of the best jobs in the country as far as I'm concerned. And I have no interest in seeking any other office, and am grateful that I'm going to be allowed to be the district attorney for another term.
Jackie Lacey, Los Angeles County District Attorney, running unopposed for re-election next month. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Warren. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to highlight some of our work.
I'm Warren Olney, and this is in L.A.